T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Supporters of the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund are urging the Senate to approve the bill that would make the fund permanent before Congress heads home for the summer.
The House passed the measure overwhelmingly last week. WCBS's Peter Haskell joins us. Peter, what can we expect to happen in the Senate?
Well, the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has promised there will be a vote before the summer break, but the question is, in what form will it be? Supporters want this bill to stand on its own. So it's an up or down vote. You're for it or against it. They are concerned, however, that perhaps it gets attached to something else. And instead of being something that is not controversial, it becomes controversial. And then maybe the likelihood of passage changes.
What about the timing? Mitch McConnell promised to bring this up before the summer recess?
He did. So there are 3 weeks to go. And this ties in with whether this is a standalone bill or not. There is a concern if this gets down to the last minute, it's more likely perhaps that this does get attached to something else. It becomes part of a larger bill, and maybe McConnell puts it with something that the Democrats don't like, trying to force them to support something that Republicans want but Democrats don't. So it can get very complicated, and there is the concern this could become a political football.
Yeah, Peter, what are the local lawmakers and the first responders saying? Do they think finally this is going to get done this time around?
They're very much hopeful, but they're not holding their breath. And some of them said, you know, one of them said, we're not spiking the football here. The fact of the matter is, even if this bill gets passed, some of them said, folks are dying every week, some weeks every single day. And even if the bill passes and there is compensation for folks that become sick, this is a critical situation that is not going away and is really never going away.
Thanks, Peter. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.